And if you're looking for a little something to go with that glass of whatever, we're going to suggest cornbread. That's a little unusual, but very timely. The National Cornbread Festival took place a couple of weeks ago in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. You missed it, but some radio friends did not.
Oh, I love it. You can't live without cornbread. And you gotta cook it in that skillet, too.
And what kind of bread do we have, cornbread?
Molasses.
Molasses cornbread.
Yes,
oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys are great cooks. We love that.
This is Hoot and Holler.
Hoot and Holler cornbread.
Hoot and Holler. Get a hold of a pepper, you know why you holler.
Oh, that's great. You're right. We've got some jalapeno in there. Now, what about grandma?
Here's the way my mama made cornbread. She heated a cast iron skillet real hot with a good bit of grease in the skillet. But she took that skillet out of the oven and poured that hot grease into the cornbread batter and let it kind of sizzle in there.
I like all kinds of cornbread, but Jiffy cornbread mix off the shelf. I got on that in college. Everybody in college ate Jiffy because for two reasons. It was cheap and it was sweet.
Chelsea is going to make for us this morning the apple surprise cornbread. Chelsea, what kind of ingredient?
Really is interesting. This is probably the best part of it. This is better than watching these kids. Watching the kids is more fun than watching the grown-ups. They're really serious. They're just real serious about what they're doing.
It has to cook 25 minutes. I have to check it. And if it's not good enough, I have to set it 5 more minutes.
Pinto beans, turnip greens, cornbread.
You take your pinto beans and get you a little bit of mayonnaise. This sounds gross, but it's absolutely fabulous. And you mix that up and you eat your onions and your cornbread with it. It can't be beat.
Cornbread basically was poor man's food that everybody loved. To this day, my favorite meal is pinto beans, cornbread, and buttermilk.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing fine. We've got a grist mill operation going. That's a 1921 McCormick Deering International Harvester, one lung engine.
In fact, I grew up in the hills of West Virginia, and we took corn to the mill. We took 2 bushel, the miller kept a bushel, and he ground a bushel, and you brought that home with you.
I don't want Southerners to lose their recipes and the things that their mamas can and their grandmothers did. So I'm hoping this whole festival will make people go home and figure out how to make the cornbread that their mama or their grandmother made and not lose that.
Thanks for coming. Have a wonderful time. And remember, eat more cornbread.
The National Cornbread Festival, an annual event in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and thanks to producers Jennifer Deer and Shay Shackelford.